I'm Roman Mars from 99% Invisible, and you're listening to BFF.FM.
You wanna go up and down, where we get rid of with some part of way. It's a beat. You wanna go up and down to Rico and Dada with some part of bay. With a beat. Money don't go on tees. Money don't grow on trees.
Good morning, you're tuned in to BFF.FM, and I'm your host, DJ Bakwas, host of the show, Fractal Chambers, and I hope you all enjoyed that first track. That was Sneaks and their track, Money Don't Grow on Trees. Truer words were never spoken. So today's show is called Punch Up with Bakwas, and today we'll be punching up with lots of music by badass women, mostly women of color, per usual, and also like female-fronted bands, and going for some chill, sad, angry girl vibes. It's a pretty solid set, if I do say so myself, and I'm really excited. Lots of new music here, and music that encompasses all those vibes, and really excited to share this all with you. So let's get into the next track. It's going to be Another Day by Kohinoorgasm. This is off of her most recent release called Cello EP, and it was released like just a few weeks ago, like at the end of January, and it is such a solid EP, and so let's get to it.
Thank you. Thank you. so low, but that was before I met you. I'm in it for the long run, so I'm running just so we can make it through. We're losing pace and pressure, don't know if I ever treasured what we had. What we had. I'm on the verge of losing touch, just talk to me and make me understand. Make me understand. For me to do, and it hurts to know I'll never reconcile. I'm wondering if I've got what it takes for this to go on for a while or longer. I only want the best for you. I'll stay right here trying to be strong. Thought I knew the ins and outs of love, but now I know that I was wrong. I was wrong.
Welcome back. You're tuned into BFF.fm. That's best frequencies forever. And I'm your host, DJ Bagwas, of the show Fractal Chambers. That last track that you all just heard is called Breathe, and it's by the artist Hajik. It's H-A-J-K. This is off of their album Drama, which was released on Jansen Records, and they're a band from Norway. This is a track off of their second album, which was released yesterday, so very new stuff. And in an interview, the artist, or the band, you could say, said that this album, Drama, is sort of about the drama of humanity and the naive yearning for love. So, thought that was interesting. Prior to that, you all heard Waiting for You. This is off of Kohen Urgasm's cello EP, which was self-released near the end of January. Cello means let's go. And yeah, every song on that EP is so good. I think it's a four-track EP or a five-track EP, but yeah, every single one has such a good vibe. So I had to rep it twice in, you know, today's set. Prior to Gohan Orgasm, you all heard Fuck It Up by Lip Talk. This is off of Lip Talk's album Days, and it was released on Northern Spy Records. So if Lip Talk's voice sounds familiar, it's because the artist has also been in the band Okraville River, which got pretty big, and I think is like still around doing stuff. And then she's also in a band called Railbirds. She's based out in New York State. And prior to Lip Talk, you all heard Diaspora and her track Automatic, which is off of her album Trauma Porn. This is a self-released album and came out in December. She's from South Carolina, and she also, you know, it's hard to be an artist and it is expensive, and she has a Patreon, and I'll put a link to Diaspora's Patreon in my show notes. I also have links to those bandcamps, or to the bandcamp of to Diaspora's bandcamp, as well as Gohan Orgasm's bandcamp. So yeah, if you wanted to check out like the full EP or album, you could do that, and I'll have the Patreon link up there too for Diaspora. So let's see. Prior to Diaspora, you all heard another track by Gohan Orgasm, Another Day, off of that same EP, Jello EP. And let's see. Some interesting stuff is that particular album, or the EP, Jello EP, the title track, Jello, was featured on Fader, which is a pretty big deal. There's a beautiful music video for it as well, so I highly recommend looking that up on YouTube. I've played it on my show before. It was probably like a couple weeks ago, so it might sound familiar there. The first track of the hour was Money Doesn't Grow on Trees, and it's by Sneaks, who's a DC artist. This is off of their album Highway Hypnosis, and came out on Merge Records in January. It was recorded at the Silent Barn, which I thought was really interesting, because the Silent Barn, some of you might know or might not know, is a DIY space in New York that was, I don't think it exists anymore. Unfortunately, they shut their doors, I think due to issues that I think we know all too well here in the Bay Area. I think like rent increases, that sort of thing. And then I did also want to point out that like she's a Sneaks, also known as Eva Mulchan, is a badass queer black feminist. And Gohan Orgasm is based in LA and is also queer, mixed race, South Asian woman, and then Diaspora is also South Asian, and basically I'm like sharing all this so that you all know that there's a lot of badass music being made out there by folks of color, and especially women, and they really own the scene. They do a really great job and make some really beautiful music. Let's see. So up next, we have Saraswati Jones, who's based on the East Coast, with her single, Hey Dunya, and this was released very recently, like at the end of January. She is a badass South Asian artist as well, and my friend Shah Jahan of the Kaminas played guitar and lent his vocals to the track as well, which I thought was really cool. It's an awesome collaboration across bands, so without further ado, let's get into Hey Dunya, which means Hey Life.
Thank you. every time we sneak a smile. We fly below rank and file. A soldier's step makes me grin, even though it's a joke I'm in. Job left of dial. I'm breaking out of this. It's no matter of hesitance. Don't you go, 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 don't you go.
Miles. I spend
Welcome back. We've reached the end of the we're close to the end of the show. We got a couple more songs for you all. So you're tuned into BFF.FM, and this is still DJ Bukwas, of the show Fractal Chambers. The track that you all just heard is called Self-Explained by Cherry Glazer, and this is off of her most recent release, Stuffed and Ready, which was released on Secretly Canadian, which is a record label. Cherry Glazer is from LA, and if you really dug that song and you're like, oh man, I need to see Cherry Glazer live, well, you're in luck, because she'll be playing at the Independent on March 10th. So, you know, put that on your calendar for sure. I was like looking up some stuff about this album, and I found a pretty interesting statement from Cherry Glazer, like the actual lead singer songwriter, whose name is Clementine Creevy. And she's talking about the difference between her last album and this most recent one. So she says, with Apocalyptic, which was her last album, I was an overconfident teenager trying to solve the world's problems. With Stuffed and Ready, this most recent release that she did, I'm a much more wary and perhaps cynical woman who believes you need to figure your own self out first. Further elaborating, she says, I've been feeling the need to explain my feelings, not just state them, but search for why I feel the way I do in the most honest way possible. This is what separates this album from its predecessor. I'm trying to stop myself from obfuscation, which I used to hide behind, but not anymore. I'm writing with intent, which I think is really good advice for everyone out there, actually. So that's Cherry Glazer. Prior to Cherry Glazer, you all heard Close to Your Ego by Pavo Pavo. This is off of their album Mystery Hour, which came out on Bella Union Records at the end of January, so another recent release. They're a band from Brooklyn, and they have worked with bands like Porches and Here We Go Magic, which I thought was really cool. Prior to Pavo Pavo, you all heard Girl Pool, who's also like one of my LA favorites, them and Slut Ever. I feel like they've also gone on tour together. But Girlpool's track was called Pretty, and it's off of their album What Chaos Is Imaginary. It was released on Anti Records. Looks like they'll be playing at the Independent too. So if you liked that track, and you know, are interested in seeing them live, check them out at the Independent on April 9th. Pretty cool, but Girlpool's lead singer transitioned recently, and they're fronted by a trans person now, and I thought that was really neat that they do that. Prior to Girlpool, you all heard Rank and File by Mini Dresses. I really like these folks. They're based on the East Coast, and they've always released really good music. And I'm always like checking or on the lookout to see if they've dropped like another single or like an EP and whatnot. And to my delight, I saw that Rank and File, the track that I played you all, is a single off of their forthcoming album. So this Boston band is releasing an album on March 22nd called Heaven Sent. It'll be released on Joy Void. And here's another example of a badass band that's fronted by a South Asian American woman. So, pretty cool stuff. And, let's see. Up next, we have The Tuts. They are fantastic. I'll play a track for you all first and then go into a little bit about them. So, let's get to it.
Why you tryna act like
was pretty cool, wasn't it? I thought so. And I was really excited to, you know, have that near the end of my set. So that was The Tuts with their track, Always Hear the Same Shit. And that's off of an album that came out like 2 years ago or so. But the Tuts were in the news recently, and I put a link to the news article. But basically, a news article came out saying that the Tuts turned down representing the UK in Eurovision, as it's being hosted in Israel. So I kind of like the fact that this badass band full of women decided to take part in the BDS movement, known as Boycott, Sanction, or Divest and Sanction. And yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. There's a article in the show notes about that. And yeah, I kind of just appreciate how political they are. Their front woman is South Asian. I think their drummer is Black, and then their bassist is white chick from the UK. And yeah, they're just very solid. Let's see. So they're from Hayes, London. Nadia Javed is Muslim, and let's see. They've toured with Kate Nash. Which I thought was really cool. And yeah, they play pretty regularly around London, so I feel like they've probably been working on new music but haven't had a chance to record new stuff. They did drop a track last year, but it wasn't as aggressive as I wanted it to be. So I went with one of their old tracks. And then I also wanted to share this bit from an interview that they did that I thought was pretty interesting. It's actually with Bandcamp. And the question that they were asked was, "Politics is awful at the moment. What do you think punk bands can do to help the fight?" And Nadia Javed says, "I don't know if pop stars can save politics anymore, but we can definitely use our platform to raise awareness and get more young people engaged in it, cause a debate, and get people talking. But ultimately, I don't know if pop stars can change the world, because even Beyonce didn't even do it." Which is a pretty big statement, because I feel like Beyonce is quite fantastic, but she's right. Even Beyonce couldn't change the state of politics. And then their bassist, Harriet Doveton, she says, "Sometimes I feel like people don't do the least they can do. For example, as a political left-wing artist, the least you can do is not support a space that is racist or sexist, but, you know, they don't want to cause a fuss." So, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting as well, because I feel like some folks, sometimes artists feel like they can't, or, like, they don't take that into consideration. If, like, the venue they're playing at has, like, a reputation, for having staff that, like, you know, aren't, or, you know, having staff that are racist or sexist, or, you know, allow for, like, Nazi punk bands to play, which, you know, they should never be given a platform, and all you have to do is say no to playing that venue, and for some artists, that's a really hard decision to make. And it's like, I get why, but it doesn't mean I'm happy with them. Yeah, you could put it that way. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool, and, like, you could find the full interview on Bandcamp. Yeah, I'll also link it in the show notes. And speaking of show notes, I wanted to go through it with you all. So if you go to bff.fm and then /broadcast/173220, or just find my particular show, Fractal Chambers, Bakwas, DJ Bakwas, you'll be able to find links to the article about the Tuts turning down representing the UK in Eurovision. You'll find links to Saraswati Jones' Hey Dunya Bandcamp track. You'll find the Bandcamp to the Mini Dresses' new album, Heaven Sent, which only has a single out now, which is the one I played for you all. But, you know, the full album will come out in March, near the end of March, to be specific. And then I have a link to Common Orgasm's cello EP, as well as Diaspora's trauma porn EP on Bandcamp, and her Patreon, which, you know, it's hard to be a, you know, a DIY indie artist. It takes a lot of effort and whatnot, so highly recommend, you know, donating to that if you feel like it. Now, let's get into our last track, which is also a Tuts song. It's called Give Us Something Worth Voting For. And that'll be the last track of the show. And then we'll have DJ Karina up next. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And, you know, saw all of you retweeting and out-responding your happiness about the show and its content. So hope you all enjoyed the theme of it. And see you all next time.